Blind Cool Tech, number 70, August 4, 05. Hey y'all, how is everybody? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. We are recording this morning on our basement computer with an old microphone I had. And an interesting characteristic of this microphone is that it's so bad the computer noise is minimized. So, gee, funny how things work out, huh? We've got a show for you today that many of you have been waiting on. We're going to explore iPodder in depth. Excuse me. Before we do that, though, let's go through our email. And we've got Neo Speech Paul reading the email to us this morning. And by the way, this is one of you listeners asked the question, where can you get this speech synthesizer? It's from nextup.com. So let's go ahead and switch over to our
Inbox Outlook Express provides. Hi Larry, I have listened to almost all of your podcasts and I have really enjoyed them. Actually, yours are the only ones I listen to. I have a comment on your noisy computer and something I'd be interested in hearing you talk about sometime. About a year and a half ago I had a computer built for me. It is a Pentium 4 with a 3 GHz processor. I specifically asked for an Antec case because I knew that the case fan and the power supply fan in that particular case are quiet. I also asked that the CPU fan be quiet. Well, when I got the computer the case and power supply fans were quiet but the CPU fan was extremely noisy. The man who built the computer gave me another fan and heatsink but it was noisy too. I ended up getting a Vantique fan and a Swiftech heatsink both for about $60 and no more noise. I guess I mention this in case the noise from your basement computer is coming from the CPU fan, perhaps another fan or fan and heatsink will solve the problem. Of course, if the noise is coming from the power supply fan and case fan, as well as the CPU fan, then it might be just as expensive to solve that problem as it would be to buy a new computer. I was wondering if you might talk about what it is like to write a Windows program sometime. I was a computer programmer on mainframe computers for over 30 years, but I...
Okay, that was the gist of that email, and I do appreciate the information about the fans. And as you know, Tom, we actually did that show, and we have another email from Tom here in a moment. All right, let's go on to the next one.
Hi Larry, I have a suggestion for a podcast. I would like to have someone discuss the differences, advantages, and other things between the reading services. In particular Audible, Bookshare, and RFBD. I am an Audible subscriber, and have for a long time wondered what Bookshare and RFBD would give me. I have gathered that you use all three of these services and I would like to hear your opinions on them. If you were able to get a book in all three services, which one would you choose? Thanks for considering this. Ron McEwen.
Okay, we did cover that show. I didn't answer the question, though. If I had my choice of getting a book, and they were available from all three, or even all four, counting in LS, I would really have to choose the NLS web braille version of the book because of its accuracy, or the Bookshare book, especially if it was one of the O'Reilly books. You know, those are the ones I talked about that the accuracy is just as good as it is in the print version. All right, next email.
Message. On your way to work while discussing the other blindness-related podcasts, you promised to give us the address for the list. Please do this, as I would definitely be interested. I enjoy most of the podcasts, and like usual, I can always use the delete key if I don't care for one. Keep up the great and interesting podcasts.
Well, that's true. We're counting on you people using the delete key or the fast-forward button on some of these. I realize that some of them aren't for everybody. And I did go ahead and add that list, and the list to which the email writer refers is the... I ran across a list of podcasters who are blind, and that is up there on the website. And I believe it's on the episode that discusses podcasts we'd like to see, is the name of the episode. All right.
Hey, Larry, your podcasts are slow today, at least to me. I've checked this out with other podcasts to find out if perhaps my podcast application was not working properly, but now I'm on the AF.org tech website and I pressed enter on the iRiver demo link and I guess it's buffering or something, and it's been 3 minutes or so since I pressed enter on that. So, it happened in my app and on the website. Do I need to do something? Is there a problem today? I really enjoy your podcasts very much. Margo Downey.
Okay, yeah, we talked about that extensively yesterday, and today's show is going to be all about what you need to do. Next email.
Hello, Larry. I'm enjoying your podcasts. Thanks for taking us to the Louisville Zoo with you. I don't mind coughs, sneezes, etc. Nor do I mind descriptions of monkeys picking their noses and the like. For us, it beats the reality craze on TV. Grin. Seriously, I very much appreciate the tutorials and info about Bookport, recorders, and other tech things. I'm hoping to purchase a Bookport in the next month or so. How far off in time is the upgrade that will allow it to use larger than a 2GB flash card? At times lately when I download your podcasts, they download very slowly. Just a few minutes ago I tried to get the one comparing Bookshare, Audible.com and RFBD, and the download speed ended up around 2K. I have DSL which is working well, so I'm wondering if you just have a busy server. I'm not yet using a podcatcher. So far I just go to the sites and download the MP3 files. Soon I'm going to install iPodder. Thank you so much for all the information.
Okay, and we're going to show you how to use iPodder today, Lois, so that's good. And those download speeds, you're right, they're awful. We've got an email here in a minute with a suggestion for me on helping those out too. Lois, the update for Bookport to support more than 2GB cards, I would just, you know, as a rough guess, I would say within 2 months, you know, 60 days or so. So be looking for that.
Hey, Larry, it's the strangest thing. Thanks for letting us know.
Well, that's a personal one.
Oh, one more thing. Good going on the pronounce.
That's a personal one.
Hey there again, Larry. Just talked.
Another one? Sorry.
Cool. Yeah, I was wondering if perhaps it might have something to do with how many of us were trying to listen to podcasts or use the server at the same time. Thanks and the very best to you and Jake and family. Margo and Elm.
Okay.
Hi. Wow. Thanks so much. That would... Thanks, Larry, for doing the podcast about Windows programming. Tell Keith and Rob I thank them, too. You gave me some incentive to learn a little about it and try some simple programs. I thought about trying Liberty Basic or Power Basic, but I think I'd be better off just starting off with Visual Basic and get the hang of it right off. Thanks again, Tom Demio, bottom left.
Okay, so glad we were able to give you some encouragement and some hope there, Tom. Next email.
Hey, gee whiz, what a hassle.
Next one.
Hi, Larry, thanks for the great build-up on the WinCatalog podcast. I noted that the file I sent was about a quarter size of the file posted on the web, so had to download and listen. I used Real Audio Player 10 to do this. I was amused to see that there was a link to your website with both of our names listed. Even more interesting was the assurance that anyone could download free monthly ringtones from these and other artists. Gee, maybe between Jack, your retired guide, and Clayton, we can come up with howl tones? Official guide dog howl tones? HMMMM. Wonders never cease? Gee, just thought you needed a grin for the day.
All right. Thank you, Dick. We talked about this email yesterday, but you're right. That's pretty funny.
PayPal link get verified your Staples email. Don't miss out on great savings. To make sure you receive all of our... Hi, Larry. We haven't talked in quite a long time. I found your podcast through Jonathan Mosen's website this last Sunday and enjoy it very much. Since the last time we talked, which was in the good old BA days, I did buy a Mac in 1992 and my company bought me another one when my hard drive went one night. About 2 years after that, my supervisor decided that I should go over to Windows 98. Thank God I had the JAWS tutorial, otherwise I would have been lost. There were times that I felt as though I were headed for the nearest mental institution. Nevertheless, I got it and am very comfortable with it at present. At this time, I am using Windows 2000. The question that I have is, what do you and Nine or Keith and Rob feel about the current status of the Mac and VoiceOver? Off the top of my head, it seems a logical way to go, that is, providing the speech software with the computer. Well, I will stop my rambling for now, and again thanks for the great shows. Sincerely, Chris Peppelar.
Well, hey, Chris, it has been many, many years. To answer your question, you're right. I think this whole voiceover is a very interesting way to go. I mentioned on a show a few days ago that we're considering purchasing a PowerBook laptop with voiceover on it just to have, just what you would use a laptop for, obviously. And for those of you that don't know, back in April, on April 26th, in fact, Apple released Tiger version 10.4 of their OS X, or more lovingly referred to in the blindness community as OS X, X being the Roman numeral for 10. And that's the way it's written, by the way, and the speech synthesizers say OS X. Anyway, Apple released 10.4 and included as part of the operating system in 10.4 is an application called VoiceOver, which makes the system accessible. And we have one of these machines at work running VoiceOver, and I will definitely include that in a show coming up in the very near future. There's some good and some not so good things about it. It's certainly a way to get around in a system, though, and I don't by any means know it inside and out, which is another reason I'd like to have one, you know, in a notebook format that I could just have with me all the time so I could get to learn it, get to learn the programming aspects of it, and, evaluate just how accessible it is. I've been very involved with the VoiceOver for quite some time now, and there's some things that you can't do that are a little upsetting in terms of an accessibility standpoint, and maybe spelling out menu items might be one of them, or determining what the font and color is on a menu item. Some of it is esoteric, and some of it, if you happen to be laying out screens or designing software, some of it can be fairly important. But I digress. It's a very, very interesting topic, and now that you can get, I believe they call it a Mac Mini for $600 that includes the screen reader, hey, that is an option. Well, okay, let me back up. We won't call VoiceOver a screen reader. We'll call it an access system. Apple has done some work to make applications so that they are designed to be accessible. Now, the side effect of this is that, if programmers don't follow the rules, and this is true in the Windows world too, by the way, things are not accessible, and many of the legacy, the older applications, are not accessible either. All right, next email.
Bottom. Staples email.
Staples.
I'm really enjoying your podcasts. I like how you seem to split the topics between tech and everyday life issues, along with other interesting things, like the tours of APH and the Louisville Zoo. I prefer to get the shows from your site, and personally think that more mention should be made of this. I am amazed at how many shows you've done in the past 2 months. Out of curiosity, what do you do at APH when you're not podcasting, that is? Also, is Liz a neighbor? Keep up the good work. Sincerely.
Okay, yeah, some people may prefer to get them that way. I hope, though, that by the time we get through with today's show and let you see how powerful a podcatching application is, and, show you the fact that you don't have to actually go out and get the stuff, that maybe you'll change your mind and realize that, hey, maybe the podcatcher is the way to go. Far as what I do at APH, I'm a research scientist. I'm the technology project leader in the Department of Educational Research. And believe it or not, I actually do most of these podcasts just on my personal time. Sometimes, if I'm doing a demo of an APH product, I will do it in my office there. But if you'll notice, most of the time I do them either on the way to work or on the way home or on the weekends. You know, like we had 5 of them this weekend, which, you know, at the beginning of the weekend, well, let me save that story for a minute. Let's go to the next email.
Hey Larry, great show today. Both Lillian and myself enjoyed it. A note, though, I'm pretty sure that there's a version of Rockbox for the 100 series I rivers. I just found one on eBay for $130. It was the H120, which has a 20GB hard drive. Before you grab the $899, perhaps you should consider this option. The H120 or H140 aren't that big and can easily be secured so as not to bounce around too much. That certainly can be a problem, but there are ways around it. Another great thing about the H100 series is that you can record direct to Wave. This is a great option to have, whether you dither it down for the podcast or not. In case you ever want to do some real stuff with the binaurals, like recording live ambience, sound effects, or live music performance, we've been using our H340 with no problems. Only thing is, there's no Rockbox for the H300 series. That's why I'm getting the H120. Well, just thought I'd give you the heads up on that one. Didn't get a chance to have a look through the music for...
Okay, that's actually from Jim Fiddler from Republic of Avalon Radio. And Jim, yeah, the I do want to check out one of the hard disk-based iRiver products, especially in light of the fact that you can record directly to WAV files. I didn't realize that till you told me that, and that's an awesome feature. One of the problems with recording on the smaller iRiver or the Arcos is that your file is already encoded into MP3, so if you do want to do any editing to it, you know, you're losing some quality by decoding and then re-encoding. I don't think it's a significant amount of quality, but it would be better not to have to do that. Also, as far as Rockbox goes, the way I understand it is there is some Rockbox firmware implementations for some of the hard disk based iRiver products, but the voice section of Rockbox has not been ported over to that environment yet. And you know, you may ask, well, what good is Rockbox then? And the answer is there's a ton of features in the Rockbox firmware. The voice was actually a relatively latecomer to the whole project. So there are actually I can't even name off all the different features, but there's more control over timers and playback and playlist options and creating playlists on the fly and recording. And you know, like one of the things in the Rockbox firmware that I really like is when you go to record something, you first go into a level setting mode so you can listen on your earphones, get your levels set, and then start the recording. So there's just tons and tons of features that the Rockbox offers. All right, next email.
Hi Larry, I am a blind person living in Loughborough, part of Leicestershire, United Kingdom. For some time now I have been listening to podcasts including Blind Cool Tech via the accessible RSS software from WebIE. It is very easy to use and all you do is copy and paste the URL feed into it and then use the keyboard to play the particular podcast you require. I originally downloaded the accessible RSS podcaster from John Mosen's website, Mosen Explosion. I find the accessible RSS easier to use than a Podder. The only difference is that you only get the feed when you enter on the link, instead of a Podder downloading the feed for you automatically. There is also an RSS news reader. Perhaps you would like to download a copy and try it out for yourself. By the way, I learned of your podcast through the Whitestick website at the Blind Podcasters link. Regards, Chris Miles.
All right. Thanks, Chris, for the information. I will check out those applications. And appreciate you letting us know where you heard about Blind Cool Tech.
Hi. No, I didn't get anything from her. Perhaps...
Personal one.
It's 6:32 p.m. 03-08-2005 negative 0-4-0-0. You wrote, hi, Jim. That...
Let's go.
Hi, Larry. I love your podcasts, let me say up front. I love hearing from Liz and Shelley even though I don't know them. But even with the Potter running, and remember we are trying to get other podcasts, it would really help if on Monday morning you didn't hit us with 4 episodes. If you just can't stop, then maybe upload 1 when you first get to work on Monday and then 2 just before you leave that night. At least we would be staggered. Remember, you might love a TV show and record it, but tomorrow you don't have 5 episodes. I think all podcasters should only upload once a day. We got to do other things too besides becoming pod potatoes. There is a new one for you. We moved from the couch to the pod. Hope you don't take this wrong. I don't mean any harm or disrespect, but you can only listen to so many. Bottom.
Okay, point well taken. And I love the new term, pod potato. You heard it first on Blind Cool Tech. You're right. I should not upload 4 or 5 at a time. And I will, I'll do better not to do that. You know, it wouldn't hurt, just exactly like you said, to stagger them out a little bit. I hope I don't get a build-up that way, but, I think that's a good idea, and appreciate the information. I don't take it wrong at all, believe me. And by the way, yes, any of you listeners, if you have comments, whether they be compliments or criticisms, I appreciate constructive criticism. So, you know, if you see something we're not doing right, or you think you have a better idea, definitely, please let us know. We'd be glad to consider it, at least.
Hi, Larry. Enjoyed the most recent podcast about picking out the right digital recorder. Does the IRA ever come in a non-radio version? $180.00 is a bit steep for a retiree. Probably will stick with the Olympus DW90. After all, they've got the initials right. G is for how I heard about the podcast, found it on the APH website when I signed up as a beta tester for the Studio Recorder program. Glad I did. As for the bit and sample rates on future podcasts, since I have DSL, I guess I go for the best audio possible. Definitely stereo. Love the sound of the morning traffic and Jake's nails clicking along. Click, 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 click. Gee, the item I sent, as you probably know, was 22,500 Hz with a 40 kbps sampling rate. Listening on headphones gave a somewhat strange output, but perhaps the average listener would not notice. Lastly, what is not a silly question? I once asked my vet why a dog's nose never chapped even though it was always wet. He thought I was kidding and never answered the question. Since you are a programmer and even wrote a most excellent DOS screen reader program, why in the world can't the top 3 speech software manufacturers in the world find a way of letting a computer user know when the hard drive or CD drive lights are on? So important when doing a defrag or burning a CD. A rippable CD is noisy because the drive is going at quite a speed. But if you're burning a Ray rippable, you might not hear the drive at all. Ditto for erasing one. Yo, have a nice evening.
All right, thanks, Dick. You might want to submit a review of that Olympus DW, by the way. On your question about the lights, I'm not sure that the software actually has access to that information. But you know what someone could do is insert a very unobtrusive tone generator into the light circuitry there, so you would know. You know, you may just hear a little when your light comes on. That actually sounds like a great idea. And we had a similar thing back years and years ago. I think Fred Gazzoni actually came up with it. It was called a tweedle dump. And what it would do was make a chirping noise when you had data flowing through your write lines on a serial cable. So this would be a very similar type of application. I love the question about the wet nose, by the way. If you ever do get the answer, let me know. That's pretty funny. And that's it for today's email. Thank you, Paul, for reading that to us. And by the way, the way I read this email, you know, here without having to listen to the to and the from, and you may want to know who the to and the from and the date and all that is. When you have a lot of email to slog through, though, I prefer just to get right into the message, and if I want to know who it's from, they'll usually tell me. And you know, I guess my point is I can usually tell from the content whether I want to read the rest of it or not just as quickly as I can from the subject and the sender. So I'm in Outlook Express, and I just press Alt right arrow to go to the next email and Alt left arrow to go to the previous email. And it just goes right into reading the mail for you. Okay, let's get into iPodder.
Inbox out, studio, iPodder podcast receiver V2.1, iPodder podcast.
Now the first thing I will say is that we are using version 2.1 here. This information may change with updates to iPodder, so if it does, we'll try to do a new show with more updated information. One other quick note, when you start iPodder, it's a little bit slow to get started, and it gives you some interesting messages you may want to be aware of. One of them is that it says that it's iPodder 2.0. That's not right, though. So if you really want to know the version, you go to your help and about. So we go to the help menu.
Help pull down. Online help FAQ. Check for update. Report a problem. Go to the website. Make a donation. License. About. Dialogue. Menu done. Closed. Static box. About. Version 2.1. Concept. Adam Curry. Dave Weiner. Programming. Eric DeJong. Andrew Grimmett. Garth Kidd. Scott Graven. GNU Linux. Design. Martijn van Rooy. Content. Mark Post. Support. Ian Lisi. Many thanks to all beta testers, translators, and volunteers for their commitments. Translators in alphabetic order. Olivier.
Okay, so we'll press enter to dismiss this dialogue. Well, no, we won't. Let's tab to okay.
Answering your about version 2.1. Pointer rooted about versions concept add up.
Well, maybe we just have to Alt F4 it.
iPodder podcast yeah. Receiver V2.
That's another thing I will warn you about with iPodder. And I think this is an artifact of it being an application that runs under many environments, many operating systems. Some of the behavior you may expect in Windows is not always what you're going to get. So in other words, what I'm saying is a lot of times you actually have to tab to the OK key, the OK button, and press it when you're in a dialog to activate that button. You know, normally in a Windows application you can just press enter anywhere in the dialog and the default button will activate, which is usually happens to be the OK button. But that's not always the case in iPodder, so be looking for that. Now let's look at the main iPodder screen. It's an interesting screen because the main screen is actually a multi-tab dialog with four tabs and five if you enable one of the options for logging. So we're going to press tab.
Downloads. 1.
I had to press Shift Tab. There's another. Normally in a multi-tab dialog, you should be able to press Tab.
PWBHE.
And you get to, you know, the first control. Then you can press Tab again. And you should go back to the. excuse me. You should go back to the list of tabs, but. In this application, you actually have to press Shift Tab.
Downloads. 1 of 5.
Now
tab control.
The other interesting thing is you really don't even need to use that tab control because most of this is available on the View menu as well. So, except the directories. So let's look through our downloads here. This is kind of seems to be the default screen.
PWB.
So I pressed tab, and now I'm going to press down arrow.
Make an auxiliary display. State. Downloading. Progress. 0.0 k.
Okay, there's a good point. It looks like there's a problem with that particular show, so in a minute I'm going to show you how to get rid of it. Not the whole show, just that episode. So I'll press another down arrow. And the reason I say it looks like a problem is because it says it's been downloading for 2 days now.
Memory and Learning See Friday Podcast 2,005,072,912. State. Downloaded. Date. 03 August 2005. 18 o'clock 34. Playlist. Science Friday Podcast. Location. http://libsyn.com Media Science Friday Sifri 2,005,072,912.mp3. 16. Of 500. Memory and Learning See Friday Podcast 2,005,072,912. PoDictionary 45 Memory. State. Downloaded. Date.
So I'm pressing down arrow.
PWBH.
Another down arrow.
Adam Curry Web Talk with Rob Greenlee. State. Downloaded. Date. 03 August 2005. 17:01:39. Playlist. ITC All Programs. Location. http://ridscon.vo.m.
Okay, and obviously you don't have to listen to all that as you're arrowing down to see what actually was downloaded. Now, the interesting thing about iPodder 2 is if you want to listen to that program, you just press the space bar.
Adam Curry Web Talk with Rob.
Silence the speech there. Well, actually, I must have moved that already, so I'll show you that feature in a minute when we download another a new program. Okay, so this is your Downloads tab. We can go to the View menu. I hit Alt-V.
Well, Windows Media Player. Close. Button. Windows Media
okay.
Player.
Like I had an error in Media Player because that file didn't exist.
Menu closed.
So
iPodder Podcast Receiver V.
Now let's go to the View menu.
Downloads.
And we'll hit down arrow.
Subscriptions.
Get Subscriptions.
Podcast Directory.
And Directory.
Clean up. Downloads.
And back to downloads. So let's look at our subscriptions.
Subscriptions. Menu closed. No selected.
This might be the more interesting screen. Here you have a list of each show that you're subscribed to, and then you can press tab and the episodes of that show are listed. So let's go down arrow.
Wingcaster.com, home of the Wing.
And another down arrow.
Speeches and historical audio. State. Subscribed.
Okay, there's speeches and historical audio. So let's, and it says state is subscribed. I'm going to press tab.
No selected item. List view.
And I'll press down arrow.
04 Empire State Building plane crash. State. Skip removed other feed. MB. Negative 0.0.
Okay, so it says it's skipped removed, which also means that I already downloaded it. So if I want to re-download it, or if you want to look at episodes earlier than the ones you have downloaded, you just press the space bar.
04 Empire State Building plane crash. State. To download. MB. Negative 0.
Okay, now it says it's set to download. Now what I can do, I can press F5 right now and it'll go ahead and scan all the feeds to see if there's any new downloads, and it marked this one that it needs to be re-downloaded. Or you can go to the Tools menu. Let's look at the main menu items.
File pull down. Edit pull. View pull down. Tools pull down.
There's Tools, so we'll hit down arrow.
Check all F5.
So there's check all. And we'll press enter.
Menu closed.
Or you
0
can just hit
for
F5.
Empire State Building plane crash. State. To download. MB. Negative 0.0. 0.4.
Now, tell you what we'll do. Let's go to View Downloads now.
Menu closed. Adam Curry Web Talk with Rob Greenlee.
And I'll go ahead and hit Home to get to the top.
DNDS 100. DNDS PWB 8.
And let's say
DNDS 125. State. Downloaded. Date. DND.
Well, let's make sure that this thing's actually
file
doing
pulled.
It.
View pulled down.
I can tell it is by the slower
tools
response.
Pulled. Check all F5 disabled.
And you can also tell because
DND.
If you look at F5 in the tools menu, it's disabled.
DND. DNDS1 PW. The Linux Link Tech. Make an auxiliary. The Weather Notebook. PWB. Make an auxiliary.
Okay, and while we're here too, let's go ahead and fix this make problem. So we'll go to View Subscriptions.
Subscriptions. Menu closed. 04 Empire State.
And I'm going to Shift Tab.
Speeches and historical audio. Useful sounds. Sound seeing tour.
I'm looking for Make Magazine.
Soccer. Science from. Auto audio. Adam Curry. Pull with both hands. Thomas Edit. Poe Dictionary. State. On the media from. Music for iPod. Is seen from here. Microsoft News Log. Make Magazine. State.
Make Magazine.
Subscribed. MB.
So now I'm going to tab to get
no
to
selected
the
item.
Articles.
List view. Video of Cisco ISS ripping out pages from printed conference books.
Down arrow.
Wincaster.com, home of the Wingpod. Speeches and historical audio.
Oops. Okay.
Wincaster.
That's another problem. It jerks the focus around from you. Let's go back to view. Downloads.
Menu closed.
Make I think we'll see that.
PWBH.
No, it didn't.
PW. 04 Empire State Building Plane Crash.
Okay.
State. Downloaded. Date.
It did download that one for us. So, to play it, we just press space.
04 Empire State Building Plane Crash. State. Downloaded. Date. 04 August 2005. 5:57:52. Playlist. Speeches and historical audio. Location. http://www.westipodderpodcastreceiver. Windows Media Player.
I wonder if we got a problem with Media Player here. Let's close it. It's actually normally
iPod or podcast
cantankerous.
Windows Media Player.
Yeah, looks like Media Player's giving us a bit of a problem here. Now what this is doing actually is it's playing it from your computer, so you don't have to wait on the download. It already downloaded it.
iPod or podcast.
Let's get back to
Windows Media Player.
All right, we're gonna cancel Windows Media Player in the Task Manager here. So I pressed Control Shift Escape to get to the
Windows
Task
Manager. iPod or podcast receiver.
And we're gonna find Media
Windows
Player.
Media Player.
Alt E.
Cancel.
End task.
Button. End program.
And another
Windows
Alt
Media
E.
Player. Status. Not responding. 2 of 16.
Now we're gonna
list view. Windows Task Manager.
We're going to close Task Manager.
iPod or podcast receiver.
And then we're going to Alt Tab.
iPod or podcast Windows Media Player.
Didn't get rid of it.
iPod or podcast
there
receiver.
Alright.
Answering your question. iPod or podcast receiver V2. PWB 04 Empire State.
Alright, now let's try it again. I think we had a problem with the Media Player from earlier today. So I'll press space.
0.
Good evening, my fellow Americans.
Ask not.
And we shall
what your country
overcome.
Can do for
I
you.
I have a dream.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
My little girl, Tricia.
I shall not see.
Named it Czech.
Duty.
And I will not accept
honor.
The nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speeches and Historical Audio for today, Monday, July 25, 2005. I'm
Windows
your host, John Fisher. On July 28, 1940...
Answering your questions.
Okay, so I hit Alt-F4, thinking I was going to shut Windows Media Player, and I actually shut iPodder first, so... you might want to check where you're focused at before you do that, like
inbox
I did.
Out. Answering your questions.
Let me get back to iPodder. Go to my desktop.
Desk.
Yeah.
Start menu. No selected item.
All right.
Studio Recorder.
Man, is this slow or what?
Desktop. Studio Record. iPodder.
Now here you'll see what I'm talking about, how it gives you the incorrect version number. So when
iPodder
you're...
iPodder V2.0. No selected item. List view.
When you are...
Enable scheduler. Checkbox. Unchecked. iPodder Podcast Receiver V2.1.
When you're going to play a media file and...
No selected item. List view.
You know, you might want to... You press the space bar and that media player could be behind the iPodder window, so you may need to press Alt-Tab to be able to control media player. Okay, let's look... here's some things that you really want to know about iPodder, though. First of all, to add a new subscription is very easy. You just press Control N, or you can pick
Selected item. Edit box. URL. Add a feed.
Okay, it's kind of breaking up because this is not a fast computer and it doesn't have hyper-threading and there's a lot going on while it's scanning for feeds. But you can press Control N anytime. Or let me show you. I'll just press Escape.
iPodder Podcast.
And you can go to the File menu and pick it as
file,
well.
File, pull down. Import feeds from up. Export feeds.
And the import and export we talked about yesterday. I set you up some lists of feeds on the Blind Cool Tech website at aph.org/tech/BCT under the show notes for yesterday's show. And you can download those and import them directly into here. And so, or you can export your current feeds, which is what I did to get those shows, those feeds for you. So if we keep pressing down arrow.
Preferences. Dialog.
Now that's where you set up where you want iPodder to download and many, many other things.
Export. Close window control W.
Okay, so the new isn't in the
quit
file
control
menu.
Q.
There's a quit and a close.
Import feeds from Opal. Control.
All right.
Menu closed.
So we'll close.
No selected
menu.
Item. List view.
Let's see. Oh, okay. It's probably under Tools. I'm sorry. I should be a little more
check
organized.
Check all F5.
Here. So there's check. I hit Alt T. And there's check all.
Catch up F6.
Catch up.
Check selected disabled. Add a feed. Control N dialog.
There's add a feed. So it's still Control N either way you do it. So. If you
menu
know,
closed.
Hit
add
enter.
A feed. Edit box. URL.
If you know the URL for the feed you want to enter, and let's just do the Blind Cool Tech one, even though we already have it here. Let's do http://www.aph.org/tag/bct.xml. Now let's press tab.
Automatically delete episodes more than checkbox unchecked.
Okay, this one you probably want to check in many cases if there's lots of old shows, and that'll make it just download newer shows. And then, of course, you know, later on you can go back and get the older ones, so we'll check that in
checked.
This case.
Edit box.
I press
days
tab.
Old, 14.
And for days old, we'll just put 1 here, because... as the email earlier indicated, 14 days is a lot of podcasts on Blind Cool Tech. We'll press tab.
Go to subscriptions tab to see this feed's episodes. Checkbox checked.
I'm going to uncheck that. I don't care to do that. Mainly when you're in the directory is it becomes an issue.
Unchecked.
So let's tab again.
Save button.
And we hit save.
iPodder Podcast Receiver V2.1.
It was that easy to subscribe. Now, if we want to go ahead and download, you just hit F5, and it'll go ahead and start grabbing them. Before we do that, though, let's go and look at the directory. Well, no, let's look at the preferences first.
File pull down.
So just to walk you through this.
Export preferences.
Press
menu closed.
Enter on preferences.
It starts up only show iPodder in the system tray. Checkbox. Unchecked. Preferences.
Okay, so your first screen at startup only show iPodder in the system tray. That's up to you. I don't like using the system tray, so I don't do that. That mainly is when you start it up, it won't, the window won't come up. It'll just go ahead and start downloading in the background.
Run a check for new podcasts when the application is started. Checkbox, checked.
And if when you run the application, you want it to check for new podcasts, you go ahead and hit the checkbox, mark the checkbox there as I have it. Whether you want it to do that or not is a, you know, matter of personal preference. I suggest that if you have it set, if you have iPodder set to download directly to your flashcard, and sometimes your flashcard's not in there, do not check that one. In fact, I think I'll go ahead and uncheck mine.
Unchecked.
Let's go tab.
Play downloads right after they're downloaded. Checkbox. Unchecked.
So you can play them after they're downloaded. I don't do that.
Check for new versions of the application at startup. Checkbox. Unchecked.
I don't do that either, but you certainly can.
Always use iPodder for one-click subscription. Checkbox. Checked.
And there's a good discussion about that on Jeff Bishop's podcast, the Desert Skies podcast, if you want to know all about one-click subscriptions, which are really cool, by the way.
Catch up skips older episodes permanently. Checkbox. Unchecked.
You can check this here, and I suggest you do when you first get started so you don't get overwhelmed with too much downloading.
Continue running in the background when I close the main window. Checkbox. Unchecked.
I definitely recommend not checking that. This program used to work that way. You know, when I shut an application, I want it to go away. If I want to let it keep running in the background, I'll just minimize it. But again, that's personal preference, and you may prefer to do it that way. What happens is if you check that box, iPodder will keep running, you know, on its schedule and downloading and so forth, and you won't have it in your tab list. But if you want to open it, you need to go over to the system tray and open it from there. Next one.
Edit box. Stop downloading if hard disk reaches a minimum of 10.
This is a very important one. It is saying that if your hard disk reaches this, you know, free space of this number, I have mine set to 10 megabytes, then quit downloading. Actually, that should be a bigger number than that. That's why I had it on 10, is because I was just doing it on a flashcard. And then the next one is the one you're going to be concerned with.
Edit box. Download podcasts into this folder. See pods.
So, this is the folder where iPodder is going to put all the shows that it downloads. And if you have it, you know, if you're using an external flashcard, as we've talked about in other episodes of this podcast, you will want to just type in the path to that flashcard in there. All right, let's go to the next.
Browse button.
And that'll let you browse for folders.
Save button.
There's save, and this is a multi-tab dialog.
Cancel.
So let's look at some
button.
Of the others.
General, 1 of 6.
Now here's
tab control.
Here's another issue. When you press right arrow, you're not going to stay on this tab list control here. You'll actually move into the dialog, but we can easily take care of that. So let's press right arrow.
Threading, 2 of 6.
You don't
multiple download settings, 4, 3 of 5. Combo box.
So you can set how many programs you want it to download at once here. So if you run across a slow one, it won't stop your whole system. And then, you know, your setting here is going to depend on how fast your computer is, how fast your internet connection is. I recommend 3, 4, 5. Okay, I'm going to press Shift-Tab to get back to the tab list.
Threading, 2 of 6.
Right arrow.
Network settings, 3 of 6. Use a proxy server. Check.
Fortunately, most of us won't have to worry
network
about that.
Network setting, player, 4 of 6.
And here's where you
choose
set.
A player. Windows Media Player. Radio button.
Your media player.
Player. Feed manager, 5 of 6. Synchronize my subscriptions to a remote service. Checkbox, unchecked.
And again, Getting started, you won't need to worry about that. There's an excellent discussion of this in Jeff Bishop's Desert Skies podcast. So let's go ahead and close this dialogue.
Feed manager, cancel, save, button, iPod or podcast receiver.
And I want to look at the directories now. So we can go to the view menu.
Downloads, subscription, podcast directory, menu closed, directory.
This is actually the easiest way to subscribe, but the reason you put in URLs is because the show you want to subscribe to may not be in this directory. So let's press down arrow.
iPodder.org Podcasting Central Downloading. Closed. 1 of 11. Depth 2.
So let's open it.
Podcasts. Closed. 1. Podcasts. Expanded. 6 items. 1
we'll
of 4.
Down arrow.
About. Closed. What is new? Closed. Categories. Closed.
Categories.
Agriculture down. Agricultural News Weekly. Brownfield Podcasts. Brownfield Podcasts Managing for Profit. 3.
See, I'm going to close
agriculture.
That.
Agriculture.
And then down
animals
here.
Downloading. Animals. Tapley Horse Whispering Podcast.
Now what?
Closed.
What you
2.
Have to do is when you're hitting down arrow.
Audio blogs downloading. Closed.
You've got a category, audio blogs, and if you know, it opens it once it downloads it, so you want to hit left arrow to close it if you just want to browse through the
audio blogs.
Categories.
Audio books downloading. Closed.
Audio 4 books.
Of
that
75.
Looks interesting. So let's go down arrow.
Compilations related podcasts. Closed. 1.
Oops,
audio books. Compilations
right
related
arrow.
Podcast. Literary classics. Closed. 2. Of 8. Magazines and short stories. Closed. 3.
Let's see what's
magazine.
In there.
Escape Pod, the science fiction podcast magazine. 1. Of 2. Snatch Eye. 2. Of 2. Nonfiction. Closed. 4.
Let's see what's
of 8.
In nonfiction.
Nonfiction.
We'll hit right
expanded.
Arrow.
HISTOIREPOLITIQUEDUBARBELE The Political History of Barbed Wire by Olivier Razak. 1. Of 4. Depth 7.
That's an interesting sounding one.
Razbit's Oxford English Dictionary. 2. Of 4.
Well, let's see what that's about. So if we want to subscribe, we can just press enter.
Add a feed. Edit box. URL. http://feeds.feedburner.com Razbit.
And we'll press tab.
Automatically delete episodes more than. Checkbox. Unchecked.
I'll check that.
Checked. Edit box. Days old. 14.
And that's good. 14. Automatically delete episodes older than 14 days.
Go to subscriptions tab to see this feed's episodes. Checkbox. Unchecked.
I don't want to do that, so I'll leave it unchecked. Because if you do that, you'll get out of your directory.
Save. Button.
And we'll save.
iPodder Podcast Receiver V2.1.
So let's keep looking. Down arrow.
Welcome to the BFA Beginner's Guide to Conquering the World of Business by Robert Safuto. 3
so there's some,
of 4.
Let's keep going down.
Excerpts from Shakespeare by Another Name, The Life of Edward E. Vere, Earl of Oxford.
Another down.
Radio plays. Closed. 5
radio
of
plays.
8.
That
depth
sounds
6.
Interesting.
Radio
let's
plays.
Open it with the right
expanded.
Arrow.
Claiborne. 1 of 1. Science fiction fantasy. Closed. 6 of 8. Depth 6.
So there was only one there. I'm not going to do
audio
science.
Audio books. Expanded. Eight
close
items.
This.
Audio books. Closed. Automotive downloading. Closed.
Close
5.
Automotive.
Automotive. Aviation. Closed.
Aviation.
Agriculture. Agriculture. Animals. Closed. Agriculture. Animal. Audio blogs. Audio books. Automotive. Aviation. Beer. Closed.
Beer.
7. Books. Closed.
Books.
Business downloading. Closed. Business podcasts by cat. Business. Expanded. Bicycles downloading. Closed. 10.
Let's see what's in bicycles.
Advocacy. Closed. Fun and fusion. Racing. Closed. Radio shows. Closed. 5.
And here's radio shows.
Bike Talk Radio KDRT. The Bike Show, a weekly radio show about cycling on London's experimental.
So, as you can see, there's shows in here about anything. Now, I think what you need to be aware of, though, is that as you move down the list, it automatically opens the category, so you need to press the left arrow to close it.
Radio shows.
So
expanded.
Left arrow.
Radio
left
shows.
Over.
Closed.
Arrow.
5.
Down
ups.
Arrow.
Tour de France. Closed.
Left arrow.
Bicycles. Expanded.
Left
7
left arrow.
Bicycles. closed.
Now bicycles
10
is
of
closed.
7 by region, closed. 11
I'll close
of categories, expanded. Agriculture,
category, close categories,
closed. Pioneers, closed. 4 of 6, contribute, closed. Documentation downloading, closed. Documentate, podcasts, expanded.
I'm left
6
arrowing.
Items, podcasts, closed. 1 of 4, iPod
down
or software,
arrow.
Closed. 2 of 4,
down
podcast
arrow.
Tools, closed. The Pod Squad downloading, closed.
Okay, I'm going to go back up
podcasts, closed.
We'll podcasts, open with the right arrow.
Expanded. About,
down arrow.
What is new? Categories, closed. Pioneers, closed. Or contribute, closed. Documentation, iPod or software, closed.
So,
about,
let's see, let's
closed.
Back
what is new? What is new? Closed. What is new today? Closed. 2005, closed. 2 of 6.
Well, here's new in 2005. Let's open
2005,
that.
0, 8 downloading, closed.
This could
1
take a second
of 8,
to download,
depth 6.
Because there's a lot.
0, 3, closed. 1, 0, 2. Closed.
I guess
2
this is
of 2.
Maybe the month.
0, 0, 8. Expanded. 2 items. 1 of 8.
Oh, it's
depth 6.
The 8th month.
0, 3. Closed.
3rd day.
0, 3. Self-publishing for the masses. 1 of 9.
So
depth 8.
What's added there?
Lost and found WMBR Cambridge Underhoor.org. 2 of 9. Spoiled Victorian Child. 3 of 9. Risido. 4 of
it's
9.
Just, you know.
Podtacular. Halo 2 podcast.
New ones in this one.
KBSZ
day,
podcasts.
Like.
6. Josh and Wes up y'all ear. 7. Dr. Forbush thinks. 8. Supreme Court Watch podcast. 9 of 9.
That one I might be interested
edit
in.
Edit box. URL. Automatically delete episodes more than. Checkbox. Unchecked. Checked. Edit box. Days old. 4. Go to subscriptions tab to see this. Save. iPod or podcast receiver V2.1. Supreme Court Watch Podcast, 0, 2, closed, 2,
okay.
Of 2, depth 7.
So, what we're going to do now is press F5 to download what we've selected. And then we're also going to go to the View menu.
Downloads.
And go to Downloads.
Subscription. Menu closed. No selected
and we'll
item.
We'll see that
list
it's
view.
Actually downloading now.
PWB.
Well, it's,
PWB.
It's actually still looking.
Make an auxiliary display. 0
oh,
for Empire State Building
that.
Plane. The Linux Link Tech Show at DNDS1 PWBA.
So we can always go to Alt T to see what
check
it's doing.
Check all F5 disabled.
And it's disabled.
Menu closed.
Now what
PWB.
You can also do is look at your status line.
Pointer See Friday podcast 2005 July 26, 2005 interview podcast. Downloaded. July 26.
Yeah, it's not showing me the status line.
PW. Make an auxiliary. 0 for Empire State. The Linux Link Tech. 0. Make an auxiliary.
See, I think I'm going to go ahead and go to subscriptions and try to get rid
downloads.
Of that.
Subscriptions.
That Make Magazine.
Menu closed.
Episode
no selected
not
item.
Downloading properly. Normally this isn't a problem. I would suggest you start out just with a few shows.
Science
at one
Friday
time.
Podcast.
And let's see.
Auto
if
audio.
We can find this Make Magazine.
Adam
Curry.
Pull with both. Poe Dictionary. Thomas. On the media.
We're just
music
pressing
for iPod.
Down arrow.
As seen from here. Microsoft News. Make Magazine.
There
state.
It is.
Subscribed.
So we're going to press tab to look
no
at
the selected item.
Episodes.
List view. No select. Wincaster.com, home of the speeches and historical
audio. Well, what happened there?
Wincaster.
That's right.
Primed.
I've been here before.
Adam Curry. Thomas Edison's Ethic on W. On the Media. Music for. As seen from Microsoft News. Make Magazine. No selected. World RFID reading attempt make audio. Interview
there
the BBS documentary make audio. State. Skip removed other feed. World RFID reading attempt make audio. State. Skip removed. Interview with Bloodhound Weef. The Keg Bat interview. Make an auxiliary display. State. To download. MB.
Now we're
3.4.
Press
location.
Space to mark
make
that
an auxiliary display.
So it doesn't
state.
Try to do
skip
it again.
Removed other. VoIP Wiring Guide PDF. State. Skip removed other feed. MB. Zero.
And by the way, I can't remember what show I heard this on. It might have been, well, I don't know. Enclosures can include anything. They don't have to just be MP3s. This one, for example, is a VoIP wiring guide in PDF. So definitely don't need to just be MP3s. So let's go back to our downloads.
Downloads. Subscript. Menu closed. Make an auxiliary. SEW August 3rd, 2005. State. Downloaded. Date.
Okay, so we got
zero,
that
four,
one.
Raise bit for 7-12-20-05.
I think that was the Supreme Court watch.
SEW one. August 3rd.
Let's press space to
SEW
to
August 3rd.
Supreme Court Watch, August 3rd, 2005.
Welcome to Supreme Court Watch. It is about 1,000 degrees outside. We're back to our regularly scheduled weather.
Not that we ever complain about the weather.
Not that we ever complain about the weather. Hello again. Tim Mooney, Senior Counsel, Alliance for Justice, joined by Kelly Landis, Communications Associate, and Adam Shaw, Senior Counsel at Alliance for Justice. This is Supreme Court Watch number 6. And welcome to August, everyone, the traditionally slowest month of the year in Washington, D.C. Of course,
August
that's going to change here with our Supreme Court Watch
Windows Media
podcast.
Okay, I paused that, and I'm going to close Media Player.
iPod or podcast.
So I hope that gives you an example and some ideas of how, well, both how easy iPodder is to use and gives you a little bit of a roadmap of some of the odd behavior. I won't say it's, you know, any kind of showstopper or anything. It's just good to be aware of. And that's going to do it for issue number 70, Blind Cool Tech. I'm your host, Larry Skutkan. Y'all have a great one, and we will see you next time.